This is how things get over. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. This is how things get better. Hold your breath and wait for summer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? If you can't remember, is it gone? Was it ever if it's done? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it in the ground. I will carve a record out for you out of a song. With a hammer and a chisel and a rifle, I will make a record just for you. I will make it like the old days, just as good as I can do, with an ugly concentration on my face.
Special guests The Ruffled Feathers, Francois Huell, and the Fictionalist Comedy Company at the Unitarian Church of Vancouver. Wine, snacks, a silent auction, and art from 7 to 8 p.m., music and comedy from 8 to 10. Although the EVCMS does not yet have a permanent home of their own, their immediate goal is to raise money so they may continue to provide music lessons at subsidized rates, ensuring that students from low-income households can pursue a musical education. Tickets to the event are sold on brown paper tickets.
May 6th, you are invited to the Vancouver Ikebana Spring Show from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Come experience an afternoon filled with the beauty and artistry of Ikebana, the Japanese art of flower arranging. This show will feature displays from 4 Ikebana schools and live demonstrations at 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at the Alan Emmott Centre, 6650 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby. For more information, email kuniy@telus.net.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hola, amigos. It is Friday, the 5th of May, 2017, Cinco de Mayo, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're going to meet Kathy Brown, who is one of the participants of Real Wheels Theatre Comedy on Wheels, celebrating Canada's birthday with belly laughs. That's going to be happening at Performance Works on Granville Island in a couple of weeks, and we'll find out all about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll look at what's going to be happening in and around town this weekend and throughout the month, plus call board and lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And there you go. Now, coming up in, I think it's in 2 weeks. It's the 19th. Yeah, the 19th of May, the great Art Bergman is going to be coming to town. And he's just released a new album. Actually, it's a re-release of an old album that came out in 1991. And he's going to be touring around. He's playing at the Rickshaw on the 19th of May. And this is the title track from his new album, of his old album, while remembering her name.
Marianne, faithful Marianne. tricks in the theater. She's a creature in her own double feature. She feels like Marianne.
So that's Art Bergman from his new release, Remember Her Name, and he's going to be playing at the Rickshaw, his last electric show with special guest Hunting, and that's happening at the Rickshaw on Friday, May 19th, 2 weeks from now. So on the phone right now, we've got Kathy Brown. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for joining us today. Now, Kathy, you are part of an event that's happening in a couple of weeks at Performance Work called Comedy on Wheels, celebrating Canada's birthday with belly laughs. Tell us a little bit about what the concept is here. What's going on?
Comedy on Wheels is the latest production from the Real Wheels Theatre Company, which provides opportunities for disabled people to act in drama, comedy, and other theatrical pursuits. And this is the first time I'm involved.
So are you a comedian?
Well, I didn't think I was, now.
Love it. Yeah, because you're kind of known as a photographer, isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm a blind photographer, and I'm fairly well known social media wise around Vancouver. And I decided when I turned 60, I'm 63 now, that every year I would do something I hadn't done before. And so this is something I decided to do.
This time around, it's comedy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. This is quite exciting. So is it all comedy? Is it all comedians, or are there going to be other kind of artists performing as well?
Well, there's some musical interludes, but it's mainly stand up and sketch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a guest comic coming, a former Canadian who now lives in the UK. Her name is Tanya Lee Davis, and she's emceeing and doing some of her own comedy. We're very excited to have her.
Yeah, I like the press release. She's described as the Ferrari of comedy, low to the ground and kind of racy.
So we're all looking forward to meeting her. We're actually going to meet her tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well, that's very exciting. Tell us a little bit about some of the other performers that are going to be part of the show.
Well, you know, there are a range of disabilities. We, you know, number of people in wheelchairs, hence the Comedy on Wheels name.
Yeah.
We also have a few people with visual impairments, a couple who basically are totally blind. And, you know, some people who were born with, you know, challenges at birth. And it's a real range of people, but I think, you know, the commonality is the fact that we've all produced our own material.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all funny as hell.
Well, that's the important part, isn't it? If you're going to do a comedy show, you need funny people.
And I think, you know, it's a revelation for a lot of us.
Yeah.
That, you know, and a lot of what we're talking about is directly from our own lives.
Yeah. So how did you prepare for this? Did someone give you some lessons in comedy, or did you just start writing jokes? And
no, I mean, our director is Rena Cohen, and she's been, you know, giving everyone tips. And Tanya Lee also did some coaching on Skype with some individuals. And, you know, I think as we continue to rehearse over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get a lot more of that feedback, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a couple of the people in the troupe have had some acting experience. And maybe a little bit of comedy and improv, but for the most part, this is new. It's a revelation for a lot of us. But because, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to laugh at the challenges you're thrown as a disabled person, and you know, taking those little episodes and telling other people about it, it is funny, but it's also, you know, a teachable moment.
Yeah. Well, I know you have to go, so I want to tell you, I really appreciate you sticking around to tell us about this. The show is called Comedy on Wheels, Celebrating Canada's Birthday with Belly Laughs. It's at Performance Works on Granville Island, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And the show on the 18th is Pay What You Can. On the 20th, it's on the 19th, it's $20. And on the closing night, Saturday, it's $25. And tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets. Kathy Brown, thank you so much, and have a great show. Break a leg.
Hopefully not. Then I'll have multiple disabilities.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's... But you can use that to your advantage.
Take care, Dave.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was great. Rodney Nacrew he's just released a new album, and he's going to be coming to town at the end of the month, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that after we hear from him.
Came down, was there a face? Did you see a light when it came down? Was there a face, a touch of grace, a resting place? Stay here with the pain.
Rodney DeCrew there. He is on a Western Canada tour before he comes back home to Vancouver. Right now, this weekend, he's in Alberta. Then he's moving to Manitoba and Saskatchewan next week. And then he will close off the Western Canada part of the tour on May 31st at the Van Nees Cultural Centre Historic Theatre, also known as The Culch. So check that one out. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more. Dave Radio.
In today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
At the Go Studio Theater, the Blake Snyder Theater at Go Studios, that's at 3rd and Main. Join director Matthew Bissett and cast Jeff Gustafson and Morgana Wiley in the 25th anniversary of David Mamet's Oleana. This is a two-character play about the power struggle between a university professor and one of his female students. The powerhouse He Said, She Said saga is a painfully relevant and topical exploration of how two people can experience the same event from overwhelmingly different perspectives and how perception can shape reality. So this play is happening, as I said, at the Blake Snyder Theater, which is part of Go Studios. If you are in the film, TV, or theater community, you're probably familiar with Go Studios. If you're not, it's in the Light Industrial District, just off of Main Street on 3rd Avenue, and it's a comfortable space. And I think this is the first public performance they've done from there. So hopefully it opens up possibilities for lots of other stuff. Tickets are $15 each. You can get them at the door or you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. We've got a link for it up on the Dave Radio Facebook page, and it's on right now. It goes until the 13th. So you have a week. So check it out. Oleana at the Go Studios. Now, also coming up, these guys have been around for a long, long time. I'm talking about the Smugglers. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary, and they're doing a big show at the Commodore. And that is happening on next weekend, Saturday, May 13th. And they're going to be performing along with their friends, the Muffs, Chicks Dig It, who is also celebrating their 25th anniversary, and Needles and Pins. So you don't want to miss that. Next weekend at the Commodore, it's the Smugglers.
Where have they gone? I've got some little sleep.
The Smugglers. And as I said, they're going to be up at the Commodore in a couple of weeks. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring calls for auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Metro Vancouver. Our belief is that auditions announced here should be able to do all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And right off the bat, we got some jobs coming up here at CITR. We are hiring summer students. So if you are a student and you're interested in working in radio, here's an opportunity for you. Jobs include promotions coordinator, programming and community engagement coordinator, and online communications coordinator. The deadline for application is Tuesday, May 16th. You can find details at citr.ca. Or contact our station manager at his name is Hugo, and his email is stationmanager@citr.ca, and Hugo will tell you everything you need to know. Also, we've got the Solid Rock United Nation group in Port Coquitlam doing a show called Jubilation. That's happening in August, and they're looking for a female performer, 18 to 35, and their website, solidrockunited.com, will give you all the details on that. Eternal Theater Collective is doing 13, the musical. Today is the last day to submit. The auditions are tomorrow and Sunday. And the show is going up at the Review Stage on Granville Island, August 9th to 19th. EternalTheater.com has all the information on that one. Today's also the day for the auditions for Green Room Theater Camp. That's happening in September. And they're still looking for a director. So greenroomtheatercamp.com. for more information on that. Evergreen Cultural Center is doing a show to celebrate Canada's 150th birthday. It's called Canada 150 The Show, and that's happening in September. The auditions are on Sunday and next Friday, May 7th and 12th at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam. Looking for a wide variety of skill levels and experiences, actors, dancers, singers, and martial artists. Experience is an asset, but not necessary. And this is a youth mentoring production. There's no cost to any of the cast for training. Also, the Go Ballet Company is doing their production of The Nutcracker. And that is going to be happening in, of course, it's Christmas time. It's in December. The auditions are on Sunday, May 7th at the Scotiabank Dance Center at Davie and Granville. Go Ballet, which is spelled GOHBALLET.com, has more information on that. Vagabond Players presenting Little Shop of Horrors at the Burnie Leg Theater in October. The auditions are next week, May 13th, 14th, and 17th, and that's at the at the theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. It's a high-energy, fast-paced musical, and they are looking for a wide variety of performers. Information is at vagabondplayers.ca/auditions. Red Window Theatre Ensemble doing Sense and Sensibility, script by Jessica Swale. And the phone is ringing. This is the call I've been waiting for. I'm just going to hit the button there. Hi, CITR. Hello.
Hi, is this Dave?
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. This is Dave DeVoe of ZZ Theatre on the phone. We've been trying to get in touch with each other. Because, Dave, you've got a very important event happening coming up on Monday. Tell us all about it.
We do. So this event is called Niet Again, a cabaret of Canadians concerned about Chechnya. So this is the follow-up to an event we originally threw in 2013 when Vladimir Putin first brought in his anti-gay legislation. And so we were able to raise thousands of dollars that we could send to the Russian LGBT network, who were helping people who were facing criminal charges as a result of being an open homosexual in Russia. So in the wake of what's happening now in Chechnya with concentration camps for gay people, we realized we as Canadians could not just sort of sit idly by and let this happen. So we're throwing an event called Niet Again. So the event consists of I mean ZZ Theatre, we're a local theatre company. We asked playwrights from across the country, both for the 2013 version and this version, to write 10-minute plays in response to what's happening. And so then we get local directors and local actors to bring them to life, and there'll be some drag performances as well interspersed. Mm-hmm. And then Q-munity, which is BC's Queer Resource Center, and Rainbow Refugee, two local amazing organizations, have put together a panel discussion of people who can speak in a really informed way about what's happening in Chechnya, how we can sort of mobilize, and also similar atrocities that are happening on all over the planet that aren't necessarily getting the same media cycle that Chechnya is.
Well, I'm still reeling from the statement, concentration camps for gay people. That's horrifying.
It's a pretty deeply horrifying reality that's happening right now. I mean, I don't think anyone truly believed that we would ever hear the word concentration camp again in any context. And that's the reality currently facing us in Chechnya. And it took a while for the mainstream media to follow the story. There were brave, brave journalists and reporters in Chechnya and in Russia reporting on this. And they're in hiding now because they've been sent endless death threats. So this event that we're running on Monday, it's $20. It's at The Kulch, and you can get tickets at thekulch.com. And everyone is working for free on this. The Kulch has donated the space, all of the actors, all the directors, all the writers, so that we can send all of that money to an organization based in Toronto called Rainbow Railroad, who have been spearheading, working with the government to get gay people out of Chechnya and into Canada.
Fantastic. And you really did get some of Canada's great talent involved in this production. Some local people like Alan Morgan. Basically, Alan has come out of retirement to participate in this. Deb Williams, I know Chelsea and Haberlin from New World Theatre is part of it.
And New World, yeah.
And I think I heard James Fagan Tate's involved as well.
James Fagan Tate is directing a new play by Sky Gilbert, who founded Buddies in Bad Times Theater in Toronto, who's one of sort of our nation's like most celebrated queer playwrights. Yeah, it's quite the lineup of people, and certainly even though obviously the subject matter is quite somber, there like not all of the pieces are bleak. There are many ways that we can make art come alive to tell the same narrative. So there will still be some laughs. My husband and I are drag queens. So as Peach and Isolde, we will be hosting the event as we did in 2013. And so hopefully we'll be able to send a whole bunch of money to Rainbow Railroad in Toronto, who are working with the Russian LGBT network to help people. I mean, I just think if art is not the thing that can help people, and can sort of rally us together as a community to raise money and help people in need, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
So this is the route that we try.
Well, it's fantastic, and I hope it's a great success. And people can go to, you've got a Facebook page, which we've a link to on the Dave Radio page, and else can people get more information?
On the Kulch's website, so www.thekulch.com. They're selling our tickets. And so a huge thanks to the Kulch, to In the Rye Creative, to the board of ZZ. These are all people who've been instrumental in enabling this to happen so quickly. And everyone working for free, just so that we can really send every penny that is raised to help people in Chechnya.
All right. Well, let's have a fun night and raise some money for a very important cause. Thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us about it, Dave.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Right, bye-bye. That's Dave DeVoe from ZZ Theater. Once again, it's called Yet Again. It's Monday night at the Kulch. Tickets are cheap. I think it's like $20 or something. No, I've lost it. Yeah, $20, and you can get that through thekulch.com or at the door. All right, let's play another song here. Let's play Mark D'Souza.
You got the muck, I got the rake. You get the gift and I get the take. I see my money, you roll the dice. So sit down on my knee, little girl, and take my advice. You got to get your ducks in a row.
or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna frit, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. The fool who digs the hole and who is the tool. We burned our chin at both ends, didn't we? Now my house is burning down, so I'm telling you simply, you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna frit, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. From the day they are born, so you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend, fuss and fight, yeah, you better pack your things, get out tonight. You got to get your ducks in a row, pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna frit, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight.
All right, let's finish off the call board here. We got interrupted, but there's some other auditions coming up later on this month. Red Window Theater Ensemble doing Sense and Sensibility. Their auditions are happening at the end of the month, May 21st and 25th, and that will be at the Greenhouse Rehearsal Hall, which is the greenhouse next to the Kulch at Venables in Victoria. RedWindowTheater.com is their information. Place des Arts Summer Teen Theater Troupe doing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, and they are auditioning in at the end of the month, May 28th, at Place des Arts, which is in Coquitlam. West Moon Theater doing the musical Next to Normal, and West Moon is the group that brought us Dogfight and Spring Awakening earlier last year and earlier this year, and they do what's called double casting, so. All of the principal roles are double cast, so that if you are cast in one of those roles, you play on alternate nights with your cast mate playing the same role on the other nights. So it gives an opportunity for lots of people to get involved in ambitious and powerful productions. So the production itself is happening in early next year, February 28th to March 4th of 2018 at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. The auditions themselves are happening at the end of this month, May 31st and the 2nd of June. The address hasn't been determined yet, but you can contact West Moon Theater for more information on that. They do ask for you to contact them before May 29th to find out more. Align Entertainment is doing Legally Blonde, the musical, and that is directed, choreographed, and musically directed by friends of the show. Chad Machette is the director, Claire White is the musical director, and Nicole Spinola is the choreographer. And that is happening early next year, February 2nd to 17th of 2018. The auditions are in mid-June, and all that is going to be taking place in Coquitlam at the Lindbergh Academy of the Performing Arts. And you can contact alignentertainment.ca for more information on that. And finally, North Van Community Players doing Steel Magnolias by Robert Harding. That's going to be happening in June. Sorry, the production is happening in June. The production is happening in September. The auditions are happening in June at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. And you can contact North Van Community Players for more information on that. For details on these and other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Across Canada, over 500,000 people are living with dementia, including thousands of British Columbians. Join the Alzheimer's Society of BC on the first Sunday of May at the Investors Group Walk for Alzheimer's to honor and remember those who face dementia in your community. When we walk, we make memories matter. You honor people who have passed and acknowledge the work that must be done to ensure help and hope for people living with the disease today. Visit www.walkforalzheimers.ca to find a walk near you.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
People, let me tell you about my best.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
You left me on a corner in the rain. You had two umbrellas, you gave mine away. What kind of a person does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough. Good enough. I wandered round the city through the night. I wish that I smoked, I wished I had a light, 'cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life. And now I've gone blind. Now I'm blind. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. again. I cried on the night bus, then slept. And when I awoke, I knew I was a mess. When the driver said, "Sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest. Tomorrow I'll be better, I'll bet. Go on, pet." I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. I'm alone again. I didn't know, I didn't see the signs that our time had run out. We disappeared like tears through rain. So now I'll go and lick my wounds again. I'm alone again. I don't hold back when I love. All the time in the world, there's just never enough. And one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone, alone. Alone, 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 alone again. I'm alone again.
And one more thing to remind you of. Tonight is opening for Circle Game, reimagining the music of Joni Mitchell. Our friends of the show, Anna Kuman and Andy Cohen, are created and produced and directed this performance. And that's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center in sunny downtown East Side Vancouver. It goes from now until May 20th, and you can get your tickets at the usual places. Where have we got? I'll post it up on the Dave Radio Facebook page. It's time to go. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
has gone wrong. I'm firm into a hole. It's a nice one, hard to breathe. You could try and teach me avoid all of these holes, but this one's mine, it's meant for me. And I'll die there, probably. Such a piece of work, are you such a piece of...